2016 marks Between the Lines' 25th year on the air. As we celebrate our all-volunteer independent media project's anniversary, please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution.
A family in rural New Milford Township in northeast Pennsylvania is taking a stand against the plan to build a gas pipeline that would destroy their maple trees, from which they get sap for their small commercial maple syrup operation. The 124-mile Constitution Pipeline is one of many gas pipelines being proposed or constructed throughout the eastern U.S. to transport fracked gas from the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania and other states. Partners in the project include Williams, a leading energy infrastructure company, and Cabot Oil and Gas, Piedmont Natural Gas, and WGL Holdings. According to the Constitution.com website, the 30-inch diameter pipeline will move enough gas to power 3 million homes. Owners of the pipeline say the gas is going to New England states, but many climate activists and a growing number of state-elected officials say the new pipeline is not necessary, and the nation instead should be moving to develop 100% renewable energy sources. Critics say there is growing evidence that the gas moved through the pipeline would be exported to Canada or used to fire up new gas-powered electric plants in the region. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Megan Holleran, whose family called on local and regional supporters to stand with them starting on January 30th to keep out-of-state work crews from destroying their trees. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, granted the pipeline construction company permission last month to cut down the trees. Holleran describes the confrontation that occurred on February 10th when supporters succeeded in defending the property. She says family members and supporters plan to stay on site until March 31st, the deadline by which the company must complete tree cutting before federal restrictions kick in, protecting birds and bats, until work can resume on November 1st. The Williams Company filed a request on February 15th, seeking a court order authorizing state police to remove protesters from the site.
They've been in the works with this pipeline for about 5 years now, 4 or 5 years now, where they began approaching landowners for easement agreements. My family, who owns this property, we own a 23-acre property here in New Milford, including fields and forest and a home and our lake. And they approached us to put an easement through about 5 acres of that. We said no, that should have been enough. Unfortunately, it wasn't, and after a couple of years of legal conflict and continue to say no, they seized the property by eminent domain, and they are now planning to come through and begin clearing trees in the Pennsylvania portion of line and on our property.
Talk a little bit about eminent domain and how it's used and how it can be used by a private company for private gain, taking over another private entity's property, like your family.
The way that the eminent domain works in this case is that because the pipeline is regulated by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, they have the power to grant them a certificate of public convenience and necessity, which gives them public utility status, you know, which then gives them the power to use eminent domain. And the idea being that there's a couple of conditions for eminent domain. One is that a project which is supposed to serve the public good, specifically it is supposed to serve the good of the people that are being impacted by the project. They also are required to consider all available alternate routes before they choose to use a property for eminent domain. This is why it's mostly used for things like roads that everyone drives on and that have some pretty logical restrictions on where they can and can't put a road. In this case, the pipeline says they have met those conditions because they claim to be transporting gas to New England and say that the public good will be getting natural gas to New England. Even though the landowners impacted by this are in New York and Pennsylvania, and will not receive any benefit from the pipeline. And they also didn't consider all their viable routes in these cases. But because they're considered to be a public utility, they're allowed to seize our land to make a profit, basically.
So you've had people, you know, all around making sure that the company doesn't come on, the trucks and the tree cutters. What happened Wednesday morning? I guess that was February 10th.
So Wednesday morning around 9:30, about 6 pickup trucks pulled in, probably about 15 to 20 personnel. We've met them multiple times at this point. And they also had two Williams representatives with them who I had not met before, who chose to wait until 10 minutes into our conversation to introduce themselves. And then they informed me that they planned to clear trees here on the property. I told them that we planned to try to stop them, you know, without any specifics as to how, but, you know, just so we did not intend to allow them to do that. And I explained my position to them on why I thought that they shouldn't be clearing trees. Our argument here is that we don't know that this pipeline is going to get built, and we certainly don't know that the trees need to be cut right now. They can't cut trees in New York State right now. FERC has only given Williams a partial notice to proceed in Pennsylvania only, so they can only cut trees in Pennsylvania. New York State hasn't given all the permitting that would even allow for construction of the pipeline. If that doesn't go through, if those permits get denied, the pipeline won't be built at all. It is one project, even though it's interstate. So without New York State's, without construction in New York, they can't build it in Pennsylvania. It'll be a whole different project. They do have some deadlines that we don't think they're going to be able to meet. We have some legal issues still being worked out. There's two appeals that have been filed. There's an injunction that's been filed. There's a motion to stay that's been filed with the FERC. Some very legitimate legal issues that are pending that, you know, haven't been denied yet. And so if any of those go through, they could potentially stop the tree cutting and revoke the right of the pipeline to begin doing that, of Williams to begin that tree cutting. And so we were asking Williams to not cut trees here. It's a little premature. You can't put them back on once you've taken them down, you know. And the police did come. It was three plainclothes officers, unmarked car. They were very low-key. They were very laid back. Nobody came in guns blazing. They spoke with the Williams representative without us present for about 10 minutes or so. And then they came and spoke with me without the Williams representatives present for a while. And I explained the whole situation to them again and told them, you know, what we were doing here and our reasons for why we think that they shouldn't start cutting trees. They understood, they listened, and they said that they did not plan to take any action, and they did not plan to enforce anything. And so they said they were going to tell that to the Williams representative. They went and they spoke to him again. And then a few minutes later, I talked to him, and he said they were going to leave. Packed up their chainsaws. Most of the crew had been present for our conversations, and they packed their things up, and they went somewhere else. Yeah, it was a pretty successful interaction. You know, we asked them to leave, and they did.
That was Pennsylvania organizer and activist Megan Halloran. For more information on opposition to the proposed Constitution Pipeline, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.